to watch the mist jumpers. That had been only a couple of days ago, but it felt like an eternity. We were far beneath the city now. The inspection robot continued its descent. I had expected that we would stop somewhere near the floor of the cracking chamber, but Quirrenbach carried us slowly below the turbine floor, into darkness again. Perhaps there was another chamber to the cracking station, below the one we had passed through. I managed to cling to this idea for a while, until I knew that we had descended much too far for that to be the case. The pipe we were in reached completely through the cracking station. We were going deeper still. The pipe made a few jogging changes of direction, almost threading sideways at one point, and then we were descending again. It was so hot now that it was an effort to stay awake. My mouth was so dry that just thinking of drinking a glass of cold water was too much like mental torture. Somehow I stayed conscious, however, knowing I would need clarity of mind when I arrived, wherever the robot was taking me. Another 30 or 40 minutes, then I saw another light below me. It looked like Journey's End. "You too. Noquinko, check the..." But even as he said it, Sky directed his torch back up the shaft they had come down, and he could see how the previously taut line was now beginning to drift, as if it had length to spare. It must have been severed somewhere further up the shaft. "Let's get out now," Noquinko said. "We haven't come very far. We can still find our, way back." Through solid hull? That line didn't cut itself. "Gomez has cutting equipment on the shuttle. He can get us out if he knows where we are." Sky thought about it. Everything that Noquinko said was correct, and any right-thinking person would now be doing their utmost to get back to the surface. Part of him wanted to do that as well. But another stronger part was even more determined to understand what this ship, if it was a ship, actually meant. It was alien. He felt utterly sure of that now. And that meant it was the first evidence of alien intelligence any human being had ever witnessed. And, staggering though the odds were, it had latched itself onto his flotilla, finding the slow, frail arcs in the immensity of space, yet it had chosen not to contact them, instead shadowing them for decades. What would he find inside it? The supplies he had hoped to find aboard the Caliuche, even the unused antimatter, might be insignificant prizes compared to what really lay here, waiting to be exploited. Somehow or other this ship had matched velocities with the flotilla, achieving 8% of light speed, and something made him certain that the alien ship had not found that in any way difficult. That achieving this speed had probably been trivially simple. Somewhere inside this worm-ridden solid black hull, there had to be recognizable mechanisms which had pushed her up to her current speed, and which he might be able to exploit, not necessarily understand, he admitted that, but certainly exploit. And perhaps much more than that. He had to go deeper. Anything less than that would be failure. "We're carrying on," he told Noquinko, "for another hour. We'll see what we find in that time, and we'll be careful not to get lost. We still have the inertial compasses, don't we?" "I don't like it, Sky." "Then think about what you might learn. Think of how this ship might work. Its data networks, its protocols, the very paradigms underpinning her design. They might be exquisitely alien, as far beyond our modes of thinking as, I don't know, a strand of DNA is beyond a single chain polymer. It would take a special kind of mind to even begin to grasp some of the principles which might be at play, a mind of unusual caliber. Don't tell me you aren't the slightest bit curious, Noquinko." "I hope you burn in hell, Sky Houseman." "I'll take that as a yes."